9:23 on CKLW's Bill Winters Show.
Ever try planning your activities 10 years in advance? Your hydro does. By 1979, Ontario is going to need double its present supply of electric power. Your hydro's job is to make sure it's available as required. During the next 12 months, your hydro will be adding enough new power to cover the total electrical requirements for five cities the size of London, Ontario. Yet, as Ontario expands, electricity continues to be the biggest bargain in the family budget.
If you drive a 1947 DeSoto into most places looking for a muffler, you'll get a lot of laughs. If you drive a 1947 DeSoto into Midas looking for a muffler, you'll get a new muffler. In fact, we make mufflers for more than 1,700 car models because we install mufflers for a living. We have to do a better job.
There are 9 Midas shops in the Detroit area ready to serve you, including one at 15141 Michigan Avenue in Dearborn. For fast, expert installation of mufflers, shocks, and brakes, see your Midas man in Dearborn. Uh-oh! Somebody been sleeping in my bed. 100 proof on the Bill Winters Show at CKLW. Please,
CKLW.
Well, the weather folk say it's going to be sunny and pleasant today with a high of 85. Common sense and good eyesight tells me differently. It's kind of overcast and hazy outside. Solid gold on CKLW.
Kentucky woman, she shines with her own kind of light. Kentucky woman.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Bill Winters.
CKLW, the Motor City.
9:30 at the Big 8, 8:30 in Detroit. Bobby Sherman, Julie Dialumbi. Oh, you show off.
Being alone at night makes me sad, girl.
CKLW.
Good morning on you, 9:33 in the Big H on the Bill Winters Show. Here's Otis Leeville. There's going to be a love uprising. Yeah, yeah. Otis Leeville at 9:36 in the Bill Winters Show at CKLW. It's 8:36 in Detroit.
What do you think of when I say made in Detroit?
Cars.
And what companies do you think of?
GM. Ford.
Chrysler.
And if I say engineering, which of those companies do you think of?
Chrysler.
Engineering?
Chrysler.
Chrysler Corporation. Extra care in engineering.
Chrysler Corporation Cars. Chrysler Corporation Cares.
The Chrysler Corporation, pioneered in engineering of hydraulic brakes, all-steel body, first with power steering.
Longer list of major engineering firsts than any other car maker. Chrysler Corporation puts engineering first, and that's what cars are all about today.
Today, every Chrysler Corporation car built in North America has torsion bar suspension and unibody construction. Every 1971 Dodge, Plymouth, and Chrysler, the cars of the Chrysler Corporation.
Chrysler Corporation Cars. Chrysler Corporation cares.
Engineering?
Chrysler.
Chrysler Corporation. Extra care in engineering. Extra value. Extra worth.
Before the hour, this is Steve Maidley. 2020 news for First Federal Savings of Detroit. Palestinian guerrillas say this morning that they have hijacked 2 more jets overnight. One, a BOAC jet that has just been refueled at Beirut Airport and is now on its way to a field north of Amman, Jordan. The other, an Israeli El Al jet. Both are to join the 2 jets already in captivity in Jordan and being held hostage for the immediate release of captured guerrillas in Germany, Switzerland, and Britain. The Swiss and Germans have already given in to the exchange. Britain still has made no indication which way she will go. But at the London, England airport, after 100 police are on standby in case the government decides to fly out the captured woman gorilla they now have in custody. A passenger on the plane that the London prisoner attempted unsuccessfully to hijack is Sarah Fewerson of Oak Park, Michigan. She's home safely now, and in an exclusive interview with CKLW News, she says those people still in captivity must be shivering from fright. She was.
I was frightened to death. I think everybody aboard that plane was frightened. I don't think you could go through such an experience without being frightened. That's all there was to it.
Councilwoman Liz Kishkon does not like the idea, but city council as a whole does. And Windsor's taxpayers are about to finance an unknown cost as yet, a three-day experimental downtown pedestrian mall between September 24th and 26th. The streets between Riverside and Elliott and Goyo to Dougal will be closed to auto traffic. It's an attempt by city fathers to try out a plan to keep the downtown area from dying at the hands of the newly opened malls on city outskirts. Among those who support the move is city manager John Steele. He says it'll be worth it to try out the system for 3 days to see what effects it might have.
A city is judged by its core more than anything else. And I'm sure the city council, as has been the experience of other city councils who have come on to the matter too late sometimes, would want to see the downtown core of the city kept alert, alive, vigorous, strong, healthy.
Kishkon wants the downtown merchants to underwrite all the costs for the experiments themselves. President Nixon's labor aides are making their last-ditch efforts to head off a looming strike by 500,000 railway workers at midnight tonight. UAW's president says the contract talks with GM and Chrysler have ground to a halt, that as things stand now, there's going to be an auto strike. Woodcock emerged from special meetings yesterday at Chrysler and GM with top officials and said they're still not moving fast enough.
There's so much that needs to be done, we could be called back for almost anything because these last 2 days, everything is ground to a halt in both companies.
Local 195 of the UAW, meanwhile, has called a special meeting of its Dominion Forge membership in Windsor to the Union Hall for a meeting this morning. This to discuss the current walkout by 500 men at the plant over the past week. On Canada's east coast, a sunken oil barge is leaking very badly. A huge oil slick over a mile long is headed for the rich fishing banks off New Brunswick in spite of the emergency efforts by Canadian Armed Forces experts. In Toronto, the Great Lakes Pollution Conference of provincial premiers and state governors gets underway tonight with Governor Milliken delivering the keynote address. CKLW Winter News Time, 9:43. With sports, here's Wally Cameron.
Mickey Lolich lost his 17th game of the season last night as the Tigers dropped a 6-3 decision to the Baltimore Orioles at Tiger Stadium. Moog Powell drove in three runs with his 31st homer of the year and a single to place the Orioles at the plate. Tonight, the Tigers open a two-game series with Boston. Mike Kilkenny will go for Detroit and Mike Nagy for the Red Sox. Other major league scores from last night, Yankees over the Senators 7-3, Boston down Cleveland 4-3. It was Kansas City whipping California 12-0. Milwaukee shaded Minnesota 3-2, while on the national scoreboard, Chicago trimmed Pittsburgh 10-3, New York doubled up Montreal 10-5, St. Louis trounced Philadelphia 6-3, Houston stopped San Diego 8-7, Atlanta over Los Angeles 3-2, and Cincinnati beat back San Francisco 5-2. Well, baseball's bad boy Denny McLain will be on the carpet again today. McLain meets in New York with baseball commissioner Bowie Kuhn over the pitcher's recent suspension for dousing two sports writers with ice water. Among those attending with Denny McLain will be general manager Jim Campbell, along with field manager Mayo Smith. Red Wings star Gary Unger has been hospitalized with a badly bruised back and a bone contusion following a swimming accident Tuesday afternoon. Doctors don't know how long Unger will be away from the Wings training camp, which opens this afternoon in Port Huron. Meanwhile, the Stanley Cup champions, Boston Bruins, have announced the signing of right winger Johnny McKenzie and goaltender Ed Johnston for the 1970-71 hockey season. They are the first to sign new contracts. The Detroit Lions have been given new football shoes in preparation for their first game on artificial turf this Saturday. The Lions meet the Bengals at Cincinnati's new Riverfront Stadium. This is Wally Cameron.
CKLW, first in the Motor City with 2020 News.
If you're going to buy a $500 color television set, there are two ways you can pay for it. One way will cost you an extra $54 or so. The other way will pay you. To get your set for $54 more, charge it and pay for it over a year. When your set is paid off, it can be $54 more because of the interest you pay. To get the set that costs just $500, you pay cash, with money you've saved at First Federal Savings of Detroit. Based on our current rate of 5% a year daily interest, saving just $10 a week for 1 year earns you $33.27 more than you need for your new color set. Why pay interest when you could be earning it at First Federal? We can do more for you if you'll think first.
You can save by mail, postage free, right to First Federal Savings of Detroit, 1001 Woodward, Detroit, Michigan. CKLW weather just ahead of much more music. And Bill Withers, becoming sunny and pleasant today, high 85. Tonight, turning cloudy, low 65. Tomorrow, scattered showers, high near 86. Wind southwest 5, relative humidity 87%. Merck index 45, light air pollution, water temperature 70, the current temperature 66 degrees. Sarnia 66, Cleveland 64, Toledo 61. For First Federal Savings of Detroit, this is Steve Madeley, 2020 News.
CKLW.
Door, Creedence Clearwater, with a revival at 9:49 at CKLW on the Bill Withers Show. Good morning.
September. The tobacco harvest is almost over, except for the choice leaves Peter Jackson wants. So the grower waits while the sun shines longer for Peter Jackson tobacco. He waits while the leaves grow riper, riper and richer tasting. When it comes to tobacco, Peter Jackson goes a little further. The longer the leaves stay on the plant, the riper they become. The riper the tobacco, the smoother and richer the flavor. And when it comes to the cigarette, Peter Jackson is firmly packed with more ripe tobacco than any other cigarette. It all adds up to an exceptional smoke. Slow burning, so you'll have more time to enjoy the mellow taste of riper tobacco. Peter Jackson goes a little further.
The Big 8 tossing out different strokes for different folks. I'm proud to present the moment. If I didn't care, at 9:50. I didn't care. That's by the moments. 9:53 at CKLW. It's 8:53 in Detroit with Bill Winters.
Since the beginning, the machine has taken man where he wanted to go. All he had to do was oil the gears of progress. Now he's on his way to the moon and beyond in a whole new kind of machine. And lubrication is still a vital concern for the men who built those machines. The scientists at Cape Kennedy know how to handle their lubrication problem. But what about you, the man behind your machine? Do you know how to handle your family car's special lubrication problems? Today's high-powered car engine needs special care, a special lubricating treatment that won't drain off...